So I'm sure all of you saw the sign is all about, tonight it's all about overcoming with something called insecurity, and we need to explain also why is it so important. But the main thing, I mean, the subject here I want to focus on is called developing yourself spiritually. Developing yourself. Now, to develop yourself spiritually, meaning that we were born already perfect. I mean, we are born in the image of God. If you look at the book of Genesis, God created us in the image of God. Now, what does that mean in the image of God? It's mean that we potentially supposed to be, we are perfect human being. The thing is that if we look at the flow of energy from a spiritual point of view, there is the creator, what we call the endless, as we explain in this course very well, the endless, the creator, that there's flow of that something that's called light or energy. And there is the container called the vessel that receives that energy. And the container can come in different form. It can come in the form of a human being, come in the form of trees, can come in the form of an animal, come in a stone, like a stone, like a mineral. So there's different form to the container, to the receiver part. All right? Now, what would be if the container will have something that's called a curtain, masach, above that container, then the light or the blessing cannot come in. That curtain disturbing the light from coming in. Now, who have that curtain? Well, the only one who have that curtain is actually human being. Animals don't have it, vegetables don't have it, and minerals don't have it. Why is it like that? Then I'm going to explain it, and then we're going to go into how to do it, and I'm going to give you the tools. Very simple. Very, very simple. Because we believe in something called reincarnation, so we're coming here to change, to do things better every time. Now, how do you make yourself better? The ability to say no to your immediate desire make you a better creature, make you a better achiever. Achieving in life, according to spirituality, according to Kabbalah, if you wish, it's not what you gain, it's are you capable to say no to what you want? Okay? We can call it tzimtzum in the old language of Kabbalah, contraction if you translate it. You can call it restricting myself, you can call it controlling my temptation. It doesn't matter what you name it, but you must understand it. That's the goal. The goal is to understand the thing more than just put a title. You know, we live in America. In America, title is more important than anything. Okay? If you ask kids, teenagers, children, titles. You know, if the drawer, the opening of the drawer, it say meat, and they find cheese, they get panic attack. What happened? How can that be? Well, the title was not removed. That we are very much in America, the thing, because it's a very organized country, its title is more important than anything. But we got to get out of the title and have an understanding of what's really going on inside the drawer, inside the box, okay? So the idea is that when a human being is not capable to say no to something that he want or she want, they have to go one step down, either to animal, either to vegetables, or either to minerals. Why? Because look at an animal. The animal don't have to restrict. The animal based on reflex, all right? Then the next level down, vegetables, you don't even need to move. So there is no desire there. Then the minerals, no desire at all. And because of that, the Kabbalists, specifically Rabbi Isaac Luria, is teaching us that going one level down, meaning that I was not able to say no, so I born as something they don't need to say no. Is that clear? Meaning, if I couldn't stop myself from stealing, so a person reincarnate, of course, into dog or to cat or to, let's say, a goat, but goat will be not the animal that the thief will be reincarnated into. Just giving you an example, it's not a lecture about reincarnation, because goat do steal. It's one of the only creature that like to steal. So normally a person will not reincarnate into a goat. Or somebody who has ego will reincarnate, usually I'm giving you specific details, into something called the queen bee. Why the queen bee? Because what is the queen bee doing or she's doing? Sitting there and getting served. So the creator, the light, the universe is saying, you want ego, we're going to give you all the ego you want, but you're not going to be longer human being. All what I'm giving you is not my theory. Again, Rabbi Isaac Luria, Gate of Reincarnation. And we have it in English. I don't know if we have enough book for everybody. I think we finish it, but we can always order for you the whole details of what happened. So the idea that the human being either has the capability to say no to something, and that's why the human being become powerful, secure. When you're able to say no, it's a statement. It's a very powerful statement. When a kid is 2 years old, the kids start to learn to say no. Powerful, powerful. No. Okay. By the way, psychologically talking, if the kid is 2 years old, above 2 years old, and he doesn't say no, usually they go and they check the kid to see if he's okay. Interesting, right? Which means the kid's supposed to be rebellious when they do. Second age for the kids is teenager. If the kid is a teenager and he's not rebel, also, they gotta see what's going on, what's wrong. So it's almost, we are kind of custom to perfect behavior. But actually, to become perfect, you have to go to a struggle of non-perfect behavior. Being secure, the first step is you're so secure that you can say no to it. You're so secure, you can say no to it. You can say no to your temptation. I was working in a rehab, different rehab, many, many rehabs for a few years. And I was volunteering there, some of the things they hired me to teach, to give lecture. Very tough place. When it's for children below 18, tough. When it's for adult above 60, tough. You're looking and said, my God, why, just why? Why, 65 years old, come on, I mean. But the guy talked to me, took private session with me, and said, yeah, what do you want me to do? It's an addiction, can't help. Can't say no to it. Can't say no to it. Now, those people suffering from severe insecurity because they know that the needle or a little white powder or a little cigarette controlling their life, or a little shot of alcohol controlling their life. So they're no longer capable to be secure. When a person is capable to say no, he creates something called masach, a curtain. A curtain, what does a curtain do? When you put a curtain and say, not only I'm going to say no, I'm going to protect myself. So if I'm in the mood to say yes to my addiction, I will be able to push it away. So it's called masach, curtain, masach. The masach is doing another thing. It's reflect back. You are now reflecting back on the universe. Not only you don't receive what you want, you have a curtain, so the light hit the curtain, and the curtain give reflected light back to the universe, almost like the moon. The moon is reflecting the light of the sun. So now you start having a purpose. Most people who don't have purpose in life, people make money, they're fulfilled, they're happy with their job, they're not happy with their job, get married, don't get married, have children, don't have children, divorce, there's so many problems out there. But the one thing that people are right now, there is a spiritual awakening, people are looking, am I affecting the universe in a better way? And if a person don't feel they affect the universe in a better way, they feel, again, insecure. That's the second reason. So let me repeat those two things. If you're not capable to say no to something that you like to do at that moment, which you find it destroy you or addictive, it will not contribute to your personality. Unfortunately, it will affect you in a very bad way. So you must practice daily about your willpower so you can say no to yourself, not to others, to yourself. So you're about to grab, let's say you're addicted to foods, certain cheesecake or certain food that you know it's bad for you, or you're about to scream, or you're about to do bad thing. No, you have to raise your standard. You have to start expecting from yourself more. Now, to expect yourself more is not what you're doing. That's the second level. First is what you are capable of not doing, okay? Second level is how am I reflecting back what is it that I want to do? For example, you are addicted to food. No problem. Buy some food. Take a little piece. Now give it away. Reflect it back. So receive, no. and then give it to others. You understand? So all these things that controlling you, that's where you diminish your ability to be secure. The question is why? Good question. The idea is like this. I said in the beginning that the light of the Creator, the light of God flowing perfectly from the moment we are born, from the moment that God created human. What disturbing it when we start acting the opposite of how the light flow. Meaning when the human start acting the opposite of God, the opposite of the Creator, which means me, and myself, at that moment, the light, which is the blessing, which is God, which is the Creator, start acting the same, but we are acting the opposite of God. We are saying, give me. And God say, I want to give. So there is no longer synchronicity between me and the light. Why? Because I'm acting the opposite. It's called disaffinity. I'm not longer have the same form as the light. I create separation. And at the moment that there is separation, what gives a human being the security is only one thing, guys, and remember that. It's very difficult to remember because we jump usually to psychology and we love psychology and what does the psychologist tell you? You know, if you don't love yourself, you can love others, right? Everybody believe in it. If you love yourself, then you can love others. Let me tell you a secret. If you love others, you'll be rewarded to love yourself. If you love others, you will be rewarded to love yourself. Remember, the other way around. Think about it, very deep. Going back, just 1 second, going back. So security is coming from the light of God flowing into your container. The light of God has to flow. The celery doesn't feel insecure, by the way. Let me tell you. The dog, whatever size they are, they feel proud. They know they're good. They want to be healthy. They want to have an owner who give them food and water. And that's life. That's it. Simple. Simple. All simple. Because they don't have masach. They don't care if to be accepted by the neighbors. Just to let you know. When the lion arriving to the area of the jungle of Africa, it doesn't say, okay, I got to change my hair, you know, fix a little bit my face. We are addicted to be accepted by people. We're so insecure because we need people to like me. Acceptance becomes an addiction. Actually, it's the number one addiction that I found in every rehab house that I went to. Any rehab place was not the cocaine, was not the alcohol, was not nothing. It was acceptance become an addiction. Everybody wants to be accepted. Either the parents, mother, father didn't accept it as a kid, so you got to fix it with the wife and the husband, then you got to fix it with the drug dealer, then you got to fix it. It never ends. The animals, the vegetables, and the minerals are not into that disease. And because of that, it developed for us insecurity because we create a blockage between us and the Creator. Now, what is this, the way that you know you're already suffering a little bit from insecurity? Because we all do. And I trust me, I mean, most of you, I think some of you know me. I teach every human being on this planet, from the most famous singer, the most famous people on Forbes. I work with everybody. And I'm telling you, money doesn't make people secure. Fame doesn't make people secure. It's nothing to do with nothing. I'm telling you. I put it right there. I cannot put name, but I'm telling you. Nobody is secure because of what they have. Promise you this. I know it from experience, not from somebody told me. So nobody had, they have perfect life, but they're still insecure. Because the flow of the Creator, and I'm not trying to make you fanatic or religious, you need to be a little bit spiritual to understand when you open that curtain and light coming in, you feel secure. If you don't let this light coming in, and we're going to study how to do it in a second, I'm going to give you a mantra, very simple, 1, 2, 3, you're getting out of here, you will be amazingly secure if you apply that. Seriously, right away. Because if it doesn't work right away, that means it's something wrong with the teacher, or some of you fall asleep while I'm teaching, or something is not working here. I believe things got to work, you know. Okay, can you imagine if I'm a chef in a restaurant and I'm coming out with my hat and everything and you say, can I have a steak? And I'm giving you the steak. It tastes terrible. And I say, well, if you wait a few months, you might appreciate my steak. Something is wrong with my service. So I want to believe that whatever we're doing here, It's got to work. It's got to work right away. And if it's not working, you got to come to the chefe's. Steak, no good. Something is going on. I'm still insecure. I believe in that. So I had a call from a wonderful person, one of my dear, dear, dear students from Poland today. And he was impressed. He asked me, you know, I'm very, very happy. And I told you something and you changed it right away. You didn't have any ego. So why should I have ego? I want to get better myself. I mean, if I get better, I have more customers. I have more people coming to eat the steak. Why wouldn't I take criticism from people? I love it. I need to change too. It's not that the student has to change. Everybody has to change. We all got to change. This universe will not be a better place to be if we're all not going to make it happen. So we have to remember, it's not, if you don't feel that after the lecture, after the class, things get better, don't blame yourself. Don't crush yourself. Because I know a lot of spiritual places, religious places, want the people to feel responsible for what's going on. The first responsible in your unsuccessful spiritual life is the one who teaches it to you. That's the number one responsible. Once after, let's say, 25 years, then you're responsible. Okay? Okay, I tell you the truth is after 3 years, if you really want to know. 3 years, it takes 3 years for a person to say, I'm willing to take responsibility. But before that, you're not ready yet. It takes 3 years, by the way. Anyway, the first thing that tells you that you're already suffering from insecurity, you use that verse a lot. You say, why is bad things happen to good people? If you use that verse, you already have the disease for a long time. Remember, that disease, that's the first sign, by the way. Why is bad things happen to good people? Now, of course, when people tell you this, they refer to themselves as the good people, right? They don't care about somebody out there. Oh, I'm bad. I know I'm bad. But my neighbor is good, and I see bad things happen to them. Me, I'm terrible, and still good things happen to me. I'm the other verse. I am, why is good thing happen to bad people? Nobody said it about themselves. Everybody say, why is bad thing happen to good people? So we need to define what is good people. So good people mean me. By the way, it's me. Emmy, right? This is when we say bad, good people, all right, good equal to me, all right? Bad people equal to who? To, basically, to them, okay? Or to we, to the others, okay? We talk about others. This is the negative, no good. This is good, me, right? Good, this is me. Bad things happen to the good people. What am I doing by thinking only of me instead of transfer the M to W? What happened? I am right away disconnect myself from the creator. I'm creating disaffinity right away. Automatically insecurity been injected into my blood. Can't talk like this about myself. Can't talk like that. See, sometimes we go in for an event, restaurant, we're sitting, 20 people at the table, everybody ordered food. There is always this unlucky person. Either they did mistake with their food or the food never arrived. You know, always look at that. It's amazing. It's amazing. But the reaction is one important. What they say. I can't believe. This is every time that happened to me. Since I'm young, they give you the whole story. And then come the verse. Why is always bad thing happen to good people? And if I'm usually at the table, I say, who do you call good and what do you call bad? If I'm at the table, that's what I ask usually. Define bad, define good. And usually if the person wants to listen, then I say, well, good people think that they might be bad. Bad people know for sure that they are bad. The Baal Shem Tov, the holy master called Baal Shem Tov, he live in Ukraine, he buried there. He write 300 years ago. That's when he lived. He write, I rather like to meet a person who's bad, but he know that he's bad, than a good person that he know that he's good. I rather would like to be with a person who's bad, but he know that he's bad, than a good person who know that he's good. Why did he say that? A bad person will not tell you why is bad things happen to good people? He knows that it's bad. He robbed the bank. He cheated on his wife. He cheated on her husband. He stole money. He does bad things. He doesn't expect good things to happen. So when bad things happen, I shouldn't rob the bank. I did a bad thing. He has a self-awareness about the misbehavior. And he's not insecure, by the way. Not insecure. Whoever knows that he's a bad person might be connected to God, to the light, a little bit better than the one who thinks he's a good person. Because the one who thinks that he's a good person, people who say, why is bad thing happen to good people, will end up being insecure. They're already insecure. Because you can't say, why bad thing happen to good people. You can't. You can't talk like that. You have to think like, okay, I robbed the bank. Can you imagine somebody robbed the bank and you have a flat tire on the highway after that with $5 million in the car? Do you think this car, while it's fixing the wheel, will say, oh, I can't believe that bad thing happened to good people? Why is not? I mean, you're laughing, but it's so serious because he knows that it's okay with that. He knows there is cause and effect. But we, good people, perfect, righteous people, we are saying, hey, come on, what's going on? I gave charity yesterday. I volunteered in the church. I helped this lady to cross the street. I'm supposed to have bad. Now you disconnect yourself. Now insecurity has just been injected into your bloodstream. Can't talk like this. You can desire, but you cannot feel you deserve. Big difference. You feel you deserve, you disconnect yourself. You disconnect yourself, insecurity coming in. And remember what I said before. A good person thinks that he might be bad. A bad person sure that he's bad. And that's why he doesn't expect good things to happen. And if it happened, why not? Bad person, grab it. Now, I'm not telling you to go ahead and be bad. But I'm telling you to change the awareness of that deserving of a better behavior toward you. Now, according to Kabbalah and according to Rabbi Isaac Luria, the main reason for fear, for insecurity, uncertainty, only come because the human being is not open yet to the blessing and the light of the Creator. And the question is, how do we change it? Where do we start? All right. So what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to go to line by line. And this is a very practical, been tried by, thank God, since I wrote it and put it together, gave it to a lot of people that I coach privately. And the success is tremendous. But you need to understand how to use it. And don't just read the words and the title. Remember, the more important is how to do it than just understanding the English words there, okay? So very simple, okay? Something or someone is bothering you. Okay, you go to work, something bothers you. Somebody stole your money. Somebody scratched your car. What else? People speak not nice to you. Somebody knock on your window and say you should drive better. Things are happening in life. You know, somebody promised to make a deal with you of business, they never make the deal. The boss promised you a promotion, but it never happened. Things bother you. Number two, become neutral. Don't love it, don't hate it. Now, remember, if you are kind of Catholic or Jew, right, you have this guilt of things and you start beating yourself up. That's called loving the pain. Loving the pain happened to a lot of religious or spiritual people. They start beating themselves up. It's a nightmare, by the way. Whatever you beat yourself up or you hate it, I'm telling you again, same thing. So, for example, somebody insults you, say, I love it. I love it. I can handle it. I love it. I love it. It's an ego trip. It's a stupid ego trip. I love it. What do you love? You don't love it. You don't love it. Be neutral. Don't go emotionally to the right. Don't go emotionally to the left. Just first focus. Number two is the hardest, by the way, to become neutral. To be able to become like, okay, and be balanced myself first, that it doesn't bother me that much. Now, of course, we human beings, we are emotional people. Because we are emotional creatures, every human being is emotional. If you think somebody's not emotional, they are lying to you. Or you're lying to yourself to think they're not emotional. How do you control emotions? What do you do? I mean, number two is the hardest. If I pass to number two, I make the whole thing like that. There is a way. A Kabbalist by the name of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, that is his name, Ramchal in one name, wrote a book that's called Path of the Just. This rabbi lived in Italy. In those days, a lot of people ran away from Spain, end up in Sardinia, if you know where it is, Sicily and Italy. Venezia, Roma, Sicily, Sardinia. Most of the secret Kabbalists, and also for Venezia, they went north to the northern part of Italy. That's where they wrote all the secret mystical Kabbalah, like how to fly, how to create alchemy, you know, the whole secret. This actually mostly in Italy. For some, I don't know why they chose Italy, but that's what they chose. So Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, that's what he wrote. He said, when somebody gets sad, depressed, angry, what do we need to do first? Say, first, you have to overcome it. Now, he said there is a lot of time that people are fighting their emotions and they get stuck in fighting their emotion for 20 years. Very interesting, right, what he wrote. But he said there is a very simple way to deal with it, and he wrote it 500 years ago. He said you must move your physical body. Physical body. Just sit at home and meditate, right? No. So get out there and make an effort. Now, some of us not in a mood if you're lazy and hot and you live in LA. LA is all about air conditioning. I don't want to get out. But you got to walk. You got to walk. And when you start walking, that physical contribution, if you want, to your body, and I'm not here to teach you what does to the brain, the body. That's, I'm sure, doctors can tell you better than me. I'm here to tell you from Kabbalistic point of view what it does. It's basically, if you cannot deal with your emotions, you have to move. You have to be in motion, maybe. That's what I should say. If you cannot deal with your emotion, you have to be always move. And I'm not saying to go to the gym and start lifting weight and going crazy, but I'm saying you got to move your body. You got to move your body. So number two, to become neutral, most of us will not be capable by sitting and deal with it. You cannot. So don't even waste your time. Get out. Get out. So this is not just something that will transform you right away. This is a vital transformation. This is actually vital transformation. When I talk about vital transformation, that's what I meant. This whole thing that you're looking at is called the vital transformation idea. So the number two is you got to walk out. You got to do something. It has to be physical. Remember what I'm telling you. Don't fool yourself. If you just sit at home and you try to overcome your anger, your fear, your insecurity, it's not going to happen. You're going to get out there, take a walk, take a run. If your body allow you to do more, do more. Okay, some people cannot do. You know, you can lift the arm, cannot do this, but do it the best you can do. And then you're going to come back, check how neutral you are. Don't cheat yourself. Is it bother you what happened still? Are you becoming Jesus now, Jesus syndrome, which means you like to beat yourself up. Oh my God, I can handle that pain. That's no good. That's no good to the other side. Or why bad things happen to good people, you know? Or I'm so happy bad things happen to good people because after all, I'm Jesus and bad things happen to me. They put me on the cross. I'm so proud. I can cleanse myself from all the pain. Don't go there. If you go there, that's bad. If you go too much to complain, bad. Because who are you dealing with when you do that? Me. When you deal with the me, you separate yourself from God. Separate from yourself from God, insecurity coming in. Everybody has reason when they behave in a certain way. People who want to save people has a reason. It's a selfish reason. It's always selfish. We will be selfish for the rest of our life. And people who play like they're not selfish, just it's a BS. It's a game. Okay? Number three. This is transformation. Here is the transformation. Think after you're neutral, now think about yourself, about something totally not connected to that case. How great you are. You have to think about something that you are great at. Give compliment to yourself about something. Raise your bar. And it's not ego. Don't worry about it. If you compliment yourself about something you really did in your life, raise your bar. Think about something you did 3 years ago, 5 years ago. You save a kid. You help someone. You did something great for a lady that was not expected from you to do it. Think about that thing, okay? Number three, okay? This is the easy thing. All what you're going to do, think. Number four, now face the situation from a highly secure and motivated place. After you think highly of yourself, Now go back to that person and knock on your window. You know, can he teach you how to drive at the highway? Is it still bothering you? Come on, you be there. I'm better than that. Now look what the positive ego is doing to you. You transform into a better human being because you're no longer suffering from poor me, I'm terrible, I'm not good enough, I'm afraid if I do a mistake, I'm not sure. You know, my kids ask me if I can teach them how to cook. I say, just do as many mistakes as possible. Just pour the oil, put the salt, put the cayenne, put everything together. Everything. It's just mix the whole thing. That's the fun part. So, but then what if it's going to go wrong? I said, that needs to go wrong first. If it doesn't bother you that it's go wrong, you're going to do it right. You're going to do it right. I was born personally super insecure in a family who are super insecure. My whole family, is the name is insecurity. Instead of calling Gian, they might call it insecurity. It was all about insecurity, like a disease. Like if you behave secure in my family, they look at you strange. What's wrong with these kids, you know? So I remember when I transformed myself spiritually here in America, New York was the place where I practiced the most. And I came back to Israel. I remember the first reaction to me as a secure person. They look at me weird and they say, he's a little bit crazy. They call me crazy. I said, I'm crazy. I'm talking about my emotions. I'm talking about my feeling. I feel sad. I feel happy. And I don't really care. Here I am. And the way that I saw how much I changed is when I started working for the, when you work with rehab places, it's the most real place. If you want to be real, you go there. You see what real is about. You go inside. You talk to those kids. You talk to the people. They sniff it in a second if you are for real what you're saying or you're just teaching them. They feel it right away. You have 5 minutes. And I'm in a room with about 50 people around, sitting in a circle. That teacher introduced me and said, listen, I'm being with you here 20 minutes and then I leave you 2 hours alone. Alone? What's the subject? What am I teaching about? Say, come up with something. Say, come up with something. And if a teacher, I mean, you got a 12 step, you got give me something. And the idea, go in, do some mistake. You're so worried about doing a mistake that you go stuck. Now face the situation from a highly secure and motivated place. Now you tell me, do you have that place in your mind now when I'm talking? Do you have that moment? That moment of truth that you remember of yourself? That you are, wow, I'm so proud of myself. Do you have that second? You have that? Or are you lacking it? I'm looking in the face, I'm feeling depressed. Maybe you need to move the body a little bit, stand up and move the body. Maybe it's going to start coming back to you. Remember, you gotta find that thing because you can't lose, cannot lose. That's your oxygen. You have to remember when you go home tonight, and I catch you off guard, but make a list of all the great things you ever did. And don't give me this ego thing, oh, it's not good for the ego. It's excellent for your ego. If you be proud of something you never did, that's a terrible ego. But if God make you do something good for people, remember it, because for time like this, you need it. You can never get out of insecurity without those steps, especially number two and number four. Now, number five, look at number five. It's very powerful. This is what you do, conclusion. You're going to do, find out if there is a difference in you, okay? Before you raise your self-esteem and after, okay? If you have changed for the better, then enjoy life. But if not, you have to go back to step number one. Can't fool yourself. This is real. This is like the real thing. It worked, by the way. Work on everyone that I'm working with. Amazingly work. But do not expect it to work in 5 minutes. You got to be real. And to be real, take time. Take time. Whatever you're going on a date, whatever you're going to a job interview, whatever you go. Because a lot of time you talk overly nice when you go to job interview. It's insecurity. Whatever you panic and you talk terrible, it's insecurity. All the problem is, Rabbi Isaac Luria is teaching us, insecurity has been there is a lack of light. The light no longer can flow into the container, into the vessel. You need the light of the God to fly back into you. And for that reason, if you feel not good about yourself, the Talmud, which was written 2,000 years ago, write, En arur midabek bebaruch. Whoever is feeling cursed cannot get closer to whatever is blessed. Whatever is blessed means the God. Whatever is cursed means a person who feels I'm not deserving it. Okay? Before I continue, if there is any question, I think we should ask some question because maybe it wasn't clear. It's a lot of information I share with you. Any question? Something that you want to know before I continue? Yes? 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 Anybody has a tough situation in their life now that they want to share? Yes, please.
I do. So there's, in the idea of Kabbalah, there's the idea of you have to want, ask for it because you want it. And then you have this conflicting idea of push away the want.
Yes, yes.
How do you reconcile that?
Okay. So the idea you're saying, in one way, Kabbalah means to receive, and we're supposed to say, I want, I want, I want. And now we are talking about my capability of saying no. Listen to that. My capability of saying no to it. So, for example, everybody suffers from some maybe type of addiction or some type of bad habit. Okay? So, for me, it's definitely food. I mean, I love to eat, but I'm from that generation where we have to finish the plate. We don't leave something empty. So I don't get the empty thing, and I don't like people throwing food to the garbage. So if you give me a pot full of food, you got to finish it. But you can wait by finish everything. I see a cake, I got to finish the cake. You know, first time I came to America, I didn't understand that dessert could be actually shared to the table. I didn't get the point. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I think it was embarrassing, actually. So I remember it was in the middle, and I saw nobody's touching it. They're very polite. And I go with my hand, and I love the dessert. And I remember with the finger, I pull it a little bit closer. And it was in my territory, you know what I'm saying? So, and slowly, slowly, you're eating it. And I don't know why nobody's eating it. Nobody's digging in. Say, guys, what's happening? And I was happy, actually. They didn't. So the capability for me to say no to a food, or the capability is to see that actually there is a line to a buffet. I don't see a line when there is a buffet. If you have food addiction, you don't see a line. You don't. I will find always a way to go for where the waiter stands. I don't even think that the waiter is a waiter. I don't see it. No, if you see me with, I don't see it. I eliminate the line. I see 200 people in an event. And then I see the waiters, you know, the one who make the omelet. And I find myself next to them. People used to tell me, my wife, I say, what are you doing here? Click food. You're a teacher, you're giving a lecture, they see you. So, can we get some food? I'm there, and I'm telling the guy, no, you gotta flip the omelet the other way. And people who know me for 20, 30 years, no, then I end up there. And they always tell me, what's going on? Some people scream at me, some people are upset with me. And I always accept that they're right. I'm wrong, they're right. But the point is, you gotta be a receiver. But you got to be capable of saying no to what you want to receive. So I don't know what it is in your life, but whatever that you want to receive at that moment, am I capable to live without it? And if not, that's exactly the area where I'm going to be insecure. Because inside of me, my subconscious remind me, you cannot even control your temptation for food. You cannot even control your temptation for sex. You cannot even control your temptation to be right. You cannot control your temptation to get angry. You can't. If you can't do that, the reward you get for that is insecurity, fear, uncertainty, you know, because I'm not strong. What makes you strong? Not when you achieve what you want. When you're capable to say no to what you want. So I was teaching when I was in New York, you know, so I was somehow found myself start coaching players in the football team called the Giants. That's the team that played there. So one of the players, I don't know that position, but it's a player that's supposed to catch the quarterback. So whatever the position was on the left, so you're running, tick, 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 and he's supposed to put, yes, that you, I don't know, there's a name for it. Nobody knows football here. So he put the quarterback down. That's his job. Sack. Yeah, exactly, but there is a name for it. It's there.
Safety linebacker.
Okay, no, no, something like strong, fast, powerful. Yeah, but in defense, he was defense. So I don't know how important defense. I don't know nothing about football, just to let you know. No idea of the game. I'm going to the game, and I'm in the VIP thing. My wife is American, so she knows the game a little bit better. So I'm trying to show off like I know what I'm doing. So here next to me, the band Bon Jovi, here is these famous people. So I'm sitting there, stupid. That's what came out of my mouth. My wife, thank God to my wife was there. So I see that the ball went down on the grass. So why didn't you just pick it up and just run with it all the way and just score? What's the big deal? Which was the most stupid thing, because in American football, you know, if you want to drop, you have to restart again. You have three chances. It took me time. So thank God she was there. She says, don't talk. Just don't talk. What did I say? Just don't talk. You know, you have Bon Jovi, you have those famous, what are you doing? So I'm trying to tell them what to do here, you know? Why they hire you? I have no idea. I was hired not to teach football, I was hired to how to think. So I remember one of the things that some of them has is anger issue. So let's say if they try to put the quarterback down, they couldn't control their anger, the temptation. So what my job was there is, are you capable to say no to yourself as you're about to crush that guy down? And if you can't, then you will suffer from insecurity. And if you suffer from insecurity, you're definitely not going to make it. And they used to play Philadelphia. I don't know if you know it. Those days was McNabb, was a big quarterback, and he tried to put him down. But even if you put him down on his knees, still throw the ball. I'm giving you the whole story. But the idea is, if you're capable that it will no longer bother you, you're secure now. Now you're secure. Somebody dump you. Somebody don't answer your text. What do you feel? What do you feel at that moment? You're texting about 20 times, no answer. Do you think, oh my God, it's just the battery, they couldn't find a place to charge it? Or do you think they dump you? They no longer love you and like you. Whatever at that moment you feel come from previous thing, previous to that, of how you work on yourself. How you work on your temptation to food, to sex, to whatever it is. If you don't work on that temptation, if you don't work on the capability to say no to yourself, automatically will be an event that will bother you. Everything will bother you. And you will put the finger that it bothers you, and you will be right. It is bother that people don't call you back. It is bother that they fire you. It is bother somebody dump you. It is bother. But if you be strong enough, it wouldn't bother you. And that's why, when we go step by step, number four is now to go, number three, I'm sorry, it's three. Think how great you are today. You must find one good thing about you or more and make that list. You have to have 10 at least, by the way. Everybody has to have 10. 10, it's like the 10 commandments. You carry it in your wallet. And when you're doing terrible, this is not a joke. This is from the Mishnah that was written 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, I'm going to give you what the Mishnah said to carry in your wallet. I wrote it for you. It's here. From 2,000 years ago, everybody has to say it when you are in tough time. You have to say it in a tough time because there is verses that will basically remind you who you are. Think about it more than that. You've been created in the image of God. You are making God look bad if you don't think highly of yourself. Forget about you. It's almost like the creator couldn't create something perfect. Cannot talk about yourself, oh, I never did even one good thing. That's not true. You did many good things, but there is a force out there, if you want the name, it's called Klipot, the dark side, that will force you to forget all the good things you did. What do you think? Many people think that the dark side, the devil, the Lucifer, only make you do bad things. No. Let me tell you what Lucifer is busy with, or Satan, whatever you want to call it, the devil. He's busy only with one thing. To think about yourself that you're no good. Just to let you know, 90% of the thing that the dark side is doing is to make sure that you think about yourself all day long how bad you are. Because the truth of the matter is, we are not even a sinner. Even our sin is not perfect. If you look at the Bible, they knew how to sin. They knew how to sin. Those people who built the towers of Babylon, you know, to rebel God, that's a sin. They want to become God. How many of you want to become God? How many of you said, I'm running to become God? People are running to be a president. President? Those people in Babylonia didn't care about prayer. They want to become God. We want to place the guy above. Huh? What's wrong? What is the people of the Ark of Noah before the flood of Noah did? You know what they used to do? They used to mix cows and humans together to make sure that there will be a child that mixed with different animals and humans. You want to talk to me about sin? We're not even sin. We're not even close to sin. Our sin is ridiculous. The dark side looking at us and say, those people are a joke. They don't even know how to sin. We don't even know how to make a crime. If I give you a thing, if you read the Talmud, if you read the Mishnah, if you read the Torah, if you read the whole thing and you know what happened in the Bible, you're looking really good. But I tell you what, we feel bad about ourselves. We really feel bad about ourselves, like we did terrible things. What did you do? Cheat? Stole a few dollars? Tried to steal $2, but you couldn't make it? Those people killed, slaughtered. They didn't like somebody, slaughter them. Take their wife, have kids. It's a mess. I don't even want to tell you the details. Our desire is so small, we cannot even commit a crime like them. So their no, the thing that they had to say no to, were greater. Our no is a little thing, cheesecake. It's a joke. Cheesecake, really? I mean, they hear me now teaching. I said, who is this guy? That's what he's teaching people? How to stop themselves from eating cake? What is that? He should teach people not to kill. He should be, this does not exist. This is not what's happening in our universe. So to achieve security, you got to work on first the idea, am I capable to say no to myself? Now, remember, number two, am I saying it? Is it number two? Number three, think how great you are. It's a mitzvah. It's a must. A person must think how great they are. And if any spiritual guru or teacher tell you it's against the law, tell them to talk to me and call me. I will prove it to them. Or Google it. You must think about yourself that you are great. I'm going to give you another note and then I'll let you ask a question. This note is basically a note that the Kabbalists, the Mishnah, say basically to use it every day. And I will start with the world was created for me. The Kabbalists say you must carry this verse in your pocket. The world was created for me. When you fall down, when the dark side starts convincing you that you're no good, you must say it. You must say it to yourself minimum 7 times. Some people say this mantra more than that. Or you can say it in Hebrew like I do. Bishvili nivra haolam. Bishvili nivra haolam. Okay? Bishvili nivra haolam. Mean the world was created for me. Now, if you look at the other side, this has come from Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. It say, Im en anili mili. The little translation, if I do not take care of myself, who will? Or Im en anili, Im en anili, I'm trying to translate it. Literally, it will be Im en anili. If I am not for me, then who will be there for me? So this is like the little translation. Of course, there is 1,000 explanations on this verse, just to let you know. 1,000. This is one of the deepest verses because it's not about being selfish. It's about understanding that if you're not going to do the work yourself, nobody's going to do the work for you, spiritual work. So you must develop yourself. You must raise your standard about who you are, and what you're doing. But remember, the first step that I say, and I hope you're going to hear this lecture 1,000 times, the first step is you must get to a place that you're saying no to things that normally you're saying yes to. And it's with awareness, with everything. Okay? And everybody know their shtick. Everybody know their stuff. Everybody know their stuff. Let's say some people, you know, I don't know if you know, you ever drove with people that they're super nice. Everything's perfect in their life. Once you get with them into the car, nightmare. Nightmare, oh my God. I don't know if that happened. I went through that. Nightmare. With a guy in New York, in the West Side Highway, If you know West Side Highway? So he went with downtown. Super nice. It was so nice to me. We were on a boat, on a yacht. What do you need more than that, right? We had a party. I gave a lecture for 1.5 hours. Life is beautiful. I said, Liao, can I take you uptown? I want you to come bless my house. So of course, it would be a pleasure for me. We get into the car. And it was the nightmare of my life, the way he drove. His thing is driving. He's getting crazy, cursing. He will not let nobody go in front of him by mistake even. And it's cursing the whole time. The whole time it's cursing. And I say, man, you know, take it easy. We had some good time. Now I'm afraid that I make him more angry. You know the feeling? Like we had some good time there on the boat. I really enjoy the food. And I love the bread with the olive. I remember the bread with olive. Again, food. You know, that's my thing. It was olive bread that you put the butter. It was really good. You know, I was happy about that bread. I'm trying to make him happy. Nothing. We arrived to his apartment, live upper west side. They bought that area in the island. So he came out of the car. Are you okay? I'm fine. Dying, but fine. You know? So what happened there? Let's understand that event. His thing that he doesn't like people to take advantage of him. He grew up in Eastern Europe. People took advantage of him all the time when he was young. So he wanted to break it to that area. Psychologically talking, not spiritually, that's his way of expressing it. But he will be insecure in some area of his life, not just the car driving, that he will run into a place that he doesn't appreciate himself. Because subconsciously talking, which is where the blood stream in your body, it's called the nefesh. The nefesh. The nefesh is the lowest part of the soul running to your blood. So your blood is giving the information to hormones, to different things. And now your blood will start telling your body and your soul that you're no good. So what he tried to do in the driving, he tried to break the no good. All what he got to do is very simple. First, be neutral. That's why I put it second. Be neutral. You cannot get angry about it. You cannot love it. Then, if there is something good happened to you when you live in Eastern Europe, I say, yeah, it was. Oh, good. Let's think about it. Now go next level. Now deal with it. Is it really bother you? Somebody come in front of you. Come on. I drove in Israel. I was 2 weeks ago in Israel. So I drove and I'm looking for the mall. I have a meeting. But there is malls close to each other and navigation went crazy there. Everything went crazy. So it's hot. So I'm driving, I guess, wasn't driving well. And I get a knock on my window. They tell you if you don't drive well. They come to tell you. And he said, like, open the window. That's like the move. I said, kids, whatever happened next, just chill, okay? So we do, yes, I could help you. And this was good, actually. And I say, are you aware that you're moving from lane to lane without you? I said, I am. I say, it's very dangerous, and I want to stay alive. He told me, it was a motorcycle, right? I want to stay alive, and that bothered me staying alive. I said, you're absolutely right. And I drove, and my son told me, didn't bother you what he told you? I said, it didn't bother me. The guy wants to stay alive. I risk his life. That would I tell you I would be the same answer 20 years ago? I would argue with him. I did. Yes, I did it to the left. Yeah, now that you came first. Who's right? We both right. But when you are insecure, you always have to explain yourself, right? The loser in the team. You ever see two basketball team lose and the winner? The loser always explain what happened. The weather, the shoes was too tight, floor. They always explain. The winner don't even talk. Yeah, good game. Nobody even ask how you won. Nobody even care. You won. The losing have to have 1 hour explanation what happened. Insecurity, the mother of all evil. Did you know that most people who destroyed this world were insecure? If you took the list of the 10 people who did the most damage into our universe, you will find that all of them grew up with some type of insecurity. They didn't like themselves. From here, we learn that people with insecurity are more evil than the evil themselves. Because insecurity gives birth to I want to prove that I'm okay. killers. I don't know if you ever work with people in the prison. I did. And when you talk to them, they're not bad people. They're really not bad. The killer, the thief. You think they're bad, right? You talk, decent conversation with the guard, and you find out that somebody hurt their feeling and they couldn't hold it anymore. And they explode. But where does it come from if you're asking them deep insecurity? You know, they did a program in Florida now. The program is still going. I'm trying to get involved in it and help them. And the Rock, you know, the Rock, the guy with the big muscles, get involved in it. And it was on HBO. And they take teenager and young people that did crime that they shouldn't be doing, and they give them a second chance. Instead of going life in prison for killing, they said, you're going to go to a rehab to army base that we will train you for 6 months to 1 year. We'll make you suffer like no tomorrow. But like that, if you prove to ourselves and to our psychiatrist, psychologist, spiritual guru, everybody there, we're gonna let you go home and help you get a work, get a job, get everything. I saw it on TV, it was amazing, the best show ever. You know what amazed me or shocked me? Some of them didn't make it. Some of them in the middle of the program say, we don't want to continue, it's too tough. So you see the police officer, they show you in the back crying. And then he has to look tough, he cannot look like weak. So he go back to them and said, do you get it that if you're living here, you'll go to 25 years in prison? Do you understand? Say, yes, but I can't do it. Now what make that person who kills someone, who shot someone, who rob a bank, big, strong, powerful, say, I cannot overcome that? That's coming from something that is not capable of saying no to himself. That's the no for you. If you cannot say no to yourself, and all what you look at is acceptance, this acceptance disease or addiction from human instead of acceptance from God, you're always going to suffer from that thing, and it will chase you. It will not leave you alone. It will hunt you down to your grave. But if you are capable to say, today I was able not to scream. Wow. Bravo. Write it down. Today I was able to forgive my enemy. Wow. Last Thursday, a person who I know for many years, he's in town, and he's asked me if I can go with him to lunch. I said, of course. What's my favorite place? Again, lunch, food, you're getting it, right? So what's my favorite place? It's a real food deli. Real food deli, you know. So I'm there, and I say, Eliyahu, this time you come, don't make yourself looking bad. You gotta eat less, come on. Don't attack the food. So I order a soup. I put the soup there, and I'm eating it even slowly, which is a very big deal. Like, you know, playing with the vegetables like normal people do. So, and I'm eating that, and we have a conversation. And he said to me, you know, I wanna see you here. I didn't see you for many years, but I wanna tell you that in my dream, my angel came, his angel, and he told me that you did a great work of forgiveness. I said, I accomplished it 2.5 months ago. And he told me about different events happening in my life. I said, what do you think about what happened in your life? I said to him, I'm very great that it happened. Because without those negative things happening in my life, I wouldn't be able to be where I am. I wouldn't be able to create what I want to create. I wouldn't be able to believe that I can even do that. So those events that affected you in a bad way is not because the events are tough. It's because the events are just to get you to a better secure place. Can you imagine if it's a tough event that you overcome it? You have a bad cancer patient when they're overcoming cancer? Most powerful people. Most powerful people. My sister's daughter going through right now tough cancer in Israel. She did the last treatment 3 days ago. She's going through a lot. It's embarrassing. She's only 18. You know, got to shave on the hair, and it's embarrassing. Tough. So when I'm there, there's one thing I'm talking to her about. What will be the name of the book you're going to write? I want to know about your book. That's all what I care about. I want to see how you're going to teach teenagers and people how to overcome that. And this is my friend. Your event is to push you to become more secure. right? As much as I like food, I don't like to go to the gym. When you go to the gym, you have a trainer who will choke you and put a gun to your head to do more. Like, I'm there, I'm coming with, the only thing I'm good is to get the drink going, the water thing, I'm buying the one that look good, you know, and the new towels, but nothing really happening. That's me. Coming there, and he tell you, you know, to do butterfly, you know, those things with the weight, you know what I'm saying, yeah? So, you do those things, and you do it, and usually nothing happens if you don't make it an effort. Because you didn't push yourself. So what is a trainer? What is a teacher? What is a coach? Who am I? I mean, running into the field of football, getting a football player the size of this huge, and telling them, you went wrong with your ego there. And my wife says, you know, they're going to kill you soon. No, are you going to go for that? And somebody who pushed you to the next level. Now, who pushed you the most? Because he believed that you can do better. God. Whenever you think you cannot do it anymore, you get the next test. Whenever you feel like, come on, I did it already. Come on, I did it. I passed the test. New one is coming. More question. That's a trainer. But what we do with our stupid mind, we're blaming God. What do we say to God? How come bad thing happened to good people? Bad thing? I'm giving you the chance to become secure and you call it bad thing? Bishvili nivra olam. The world was created for me. Bring it on. Im en anili mili. If it's not me, who else will do the job? It's up to me. Some people get into religious mindset or spiritual mindset and they sit at home and they do home all day long and waiting for something to happen. It was never the way of the Bible or the Torah or the Mishnah or the Talmud or the Zohar. Some spiritual people came with this thing, yeah, just do home and everything's going to be okay. Get out of the house. Make it happen. Make it happen. When you come back home after you make it happen, then have gratitude. That's what the Kabbalah is right. If you sit home and you don't get out physically, I'm telling you, insecurity will crawl into your soul without even you knowing it. Don't ever sit still when you start looking down on yourself. Get out. This is the first thing to do. Motions. Motion is the cue. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato. Something to do. You can do gym, do gym. You can do bicycle. You can run. God bless you. You can climb mountain, do it. Do it. And you can say it. Bishvili nivra olam. The world was created for me, and that's why I'm doing it. And the exercise to remove my insecurity, my sadness away. We learn from one of the greatest leaders of all time, Moses. If you look at Moses' life, please read about Moses. He was not ready to become a leader yet when God asked him to become a leader. He said, I'm not the right person. I'm not. He was Pisces, right? Pisces doesn't like to take too much responsibility. I'm not the right person. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. No, I'm not. Then slowly, slowly, he fit to become the greatest prophet and leader of all time. The most famous one. Wasn't fit in the beginning. Wasn't. Find himself, did a lot of mistake, hitting the rock instead of talking to the rock, all the mistake. And the idea here, we can learn from that. That the idea, when you secure and you do a mistake, it doesn't bother you that much. When you're insecure, even if you're not sure if you did it right, you're already judging yourself and fear coming in. Use the formula, use this technique, use the verses that come from the Mishnah, and think it will just happen. I would like to share with you just a personal story, then I'll let you ask some question. You know, when I was in the army, serving in the army, I asked if I can shift from being a fighter to becoming a chef. Now, usually they will not let you because they want more fighter. They don't need chef. Everybody can be a chef. Not everybody can be a fighter. So when I did that cheating of shifting, I basically cheated them. It's the camera. I fooled them. I studied psychology, so through the psychology, I fooled the psychologist because I knew how they think. So I feed them whatever they want to hear. Because I tried the other game, it doesn't work. You need to know psychology to tell them what they want to hear. It worked. But they knew I fooled them. They couldn't prove it. So they sent me to Lebanon, to the war. So what do you mean Lebanon? I just got what I want to get out of being a fighter. I said, yeah, yeah. You going as a chef to Lebanon. Chef Lebanon. I meant the chef in Tel Aviv. That's what I meant. Not Lebanon. All what I tried to do is to get out of the war. They sent me, yeah, yeah, you're going to go behind enemy line. The chef said, no, I don't fit for that. The only reason I don't want to be, oh, yeah, you fit. Look at your thing. You perfectly, the body, think, everything perfect. Just lately, you lost your mind, you said. Yeah, I lost my mind. That's mean I cannot. Yeah, you go, just go. Don't fight. Just go. They did it to me. Put it on the bus. And those of you who know the army cannot say anything. Find myself arriving in Lebanon. It was Thursday night. I said, my God. Even as a fighter, I didn't go to Lebanon. Now as a chef, I'm going inside. And I'm behind the enemy line. Bombing is everywhere. And, you know, I cannot describe all the details. Now I'm supposed to cook. The truth, I don't know how to cook. We have a problem now. I don't know how to cook. I'm here to serve the top fighter of Israel. They think I'm a chef. I know I'm not. We have a situation. I know I'm not. They think I am. War zone. And I'm supposed to feed them. Big tent, like the size of this house. You know, many soldiers, many machine gun missiles. And I'm arriving there. So you know how to cook, right? The officer said. Because we're going to fight, we're coming back, we better have some soup or something to eat. Ah, no problem. And I'm thinking, I have to run away. How should I run away? But you cannot run away because between inside enemy line to the border, there is that space that you don't know what's going on at night. You know? What do? I call my mom. It's the most illegal thing to do from the war zone. There is those phone that you roll it until you get the line. Most illegal, you go to prison right away. It's the only way to survive this thing. Mom, where are you? Doesn't matter. Give me something. What do I do with soup? I need to get something going. And I make that soup. I cut basically most of my finger, you know. And I did some soup. And I remember when they came back at midnight, I'm still shaking, waiting there to see if I pass. And they take this. This is very good. Okay, he is a chef. Okay, organize his tent. And I passed the test. The next day, I ran away basically from the base. I found a way to get out. But then I found myself cooking and becoming a chef. Eventually, I became a chef for the government of Israel, for the head of the officer. I started cooking for all the top people. You know, what happened? Where is the change took place? The second time I had to cook, I basically said, you know what? I'm going for it. And that's going to happen whenever it needs to happen. And it happened. What I'm trying to tell you, my friend, in life, you will have to face a certain thing, which is the test. Whatever it's coming from your coach, whatever it's coming from the gym, whatever it's coming from God. Event will happen from God. I'm telling you, event will happen. And some of the events will happen from God will not be pretty. But those events are designed for you and only for you to become better, to become more secure. Don't skip them. Don't cheat. Don't cheat. Because those are Bishvili Nivra Olam. So it's not just to say, for me, the world was created. It's to understand I'm responsible for whatever happened to me. So I hope you're using it because it's not, I didn't create it just the paper. Use it. And one of the things I always tell people, if you want to know if you get it, teach it to one person. If you came here to teach it to one person and they start using it, you're getting percent of that energy to you. Any question before I let you go? Any question? Question? Thank you very much for coming. Be secure. Thank you.